flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Car Skater out today. Still fighting a cough. 248-539-9797. All right, so we got into the Lions here a little bit and how you're processing it almost 2 weeks later, and it's it still sucks, but you know, for me, it's just part of what can happen to very good teams in the NFL, and that is, you know, you can have a bad day. If this were not possible and this didn't happen regularly, we'd have one seeds versus one seeds in the Super Bowl all the time. And more often than not, that's not the case. And it's a very difficult thing to do. You can't slip up. You can't let down. And sometimes you can't make up for whatever deficiencies you have. And we've talked a lot about their deficiencies, but truth is, it's a tough, tough thing to do. And the Lions weren't able to be one of those one seeds that followed up and made it to the Super Bowl. And it's a massive disappointment. And there's a variety of reasons as to why it happened. And you know, some people don't want to talk about the injuries and say that they eventually caught up to them. I think they could have won the Super Bowl with this defense. Their offense was just going to have to be maybe not perfect, but their margin for error was so, so slim. It was so slim, and they couldn't have a bad day, and they did. And Jared Goff couldn't turn it over as much as he did, and he did. And 6 empty possessions against a team that is, you know, is going to slice and dice your defense, you have to be close to perfect. And they weren't. They weren't. And sit around, hang out, get healthy, get better, then go ahead and win a Super Bowl next year. I think let me just put it to you like this. If I were doing this in another town, I wouldn't look at the Lions and say, yeah, they lost their coordinators. This run is over. I'd look at the Lions roster and say, wow. In almost every town, 28 other towns, 27 other towns, I would be saying, I wish I had that roster. 248-539-9797. Not the roster that they fielded at the end of the year. All the guys they have under contract that'll be back. And the next year they're going to deal with injuries too. There are going to be injuries. We just hope it's kind of a normal injury year, a typical injury year. Hey, lost a starter. They're going to lose a starter. Next year they're going to lose a starter. They'll probably lose 2. It doesn't need to be, 9.
Yeah, and it hurts too because of how some of these injuries happen. Doug, 4 players they lost because of friendly fire. They broke limbs because of another teammate hit them. You know, we got the Dorsey one, the Hutch one,
yep.
the Meek Robertson one, and the Anzalone one. All those four broke limbs because their own teammates ran into them.
So weird.
Right?
248-539-9797. Rob's in Grand Ledge. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
What's up?
Well, golf, I agree with you guys. Golf is a Super Bowl quarterback. He led the Rams to a Super Bowl, although he didn't win. But I remember when Goff got here and they had the horrendous season. Everybody said, everybody I was talking to, oh, Goff needs to go. You know, he's no Matthew Stafford. Oh, he's garbage. All of a sudden, we start winning. Oh, here's Goff. Goff's awesome. The Lions lost because they did not capitalize on any mistakes made because they were the ones who made all the mistakes. And Washington capitalized, plain and simple. The other thing I would like to say is there was another great quarterback that went to a Super Bowl and never been back, and that man is Dan Marino. So what I'm just saying is stop dissing on golf. You led your team to a Super Bowl. He is a Super Bowl quarterback. I believe before he retires and he ends his career with the Lions, the Lions are going to have a Super Bowl.
So two things here. One is, why did you bring up Marino?
Because I heard that one guy, how golf was garbage and this and that and the other thing. And you have to look at, you know, he's not a mobile quarterback or he's not this and this is why he loses. Well, if you're going to say because he's not a mobile quarterback and not look at the facts, then why don't we look at every single quarterback that went to a Super Bowl and why didn't they return or why didn't they make it back or why they just got blown out of the playoffs? Maybe they're not good quarterbacks either. The point I'm trying to make is if a quarterback takes a team to a Super Bowl, regardless if they win or lose, although you want to win, and hopefully you get back to the holy grail of the NFL of winning a Super Bowl, you were forever etched in my opinion, as a Super Bowl quarterback.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I really necessarily follow it. The other thing is, are you saying golf? Not golf?
Yeah, golf. Yeah, golf.
Okay.
Jeff Goff.
What?
I love it. Well, I wasn't the only one that thought he was saying golf the whole time.
No,
right?
I turned to Ken and I go, he's definitely saying golf, right? Like, yep. Definitely.
And then, Jeff, are you Jeff Veda?
He Jeff, definitely said golf. Like,
and he definitely said Jeff. Sorry, my man. It's Jared Goff. 248-539-9797. Ryan is next. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I just want to say how I don't really plan on watching the Super Bowl. I didn't watch the last one either. And I think it's more or less that the Super Bowl used to be a game for me where I could pick a team and root for that team and enjoy it. My team was never in it. Now that the Lions have a chance to be in it, it just hurts too bad to watch.
So you boycotted last year.
Yeah, I fell asleep on the couch.
So you started to watch, but you fell asleep on the couch?
Yeah, I didn't even make it to the kickoff. My sister has a picture of me sleeping in my Lions hat.
That's funny. are you even going to make an effort this year?
I don't really plan on it. Like, it'll probably be on in the house, but I just don't see myself sitting down and being pumped for another Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess I can understand not wanting to see. Because I watched the games this weekend. I felt physically ill with the post-game comments. Like, the post-game comments was like, spare me. God, the post-game comments were just awful. They were just awful. And I'm like, I don't know what they're supposed to say to appease a hurt fan of another team that isn't even there. They're probably not even supposed to think about that group. But I was like, I don't need to hear your canned speech. And it was specifically the Clark Hunt from the Chiefs. and his ascot and his perfectly coiffed hair and his rehearsed speech that sounded, "Oh, we did this last year. We plan on doing it every year." Shut up.
Well, see, that's why people are trying to genuinely boycott the Super Bowl, Doug. The apathy set in,
it's funny because he hit it. I was like, no, you don't. You're not. But he's like, I don't want to see Mahomes do it again.
See?
I'll watch the game rooting for and against Mahomes, and I'll explain that later because I want to beat Kansas City in a Super Bowl. That's the ultimate story.
I get it.
But I can't root for them. I can't.
It's crazy because I think the general consensus is America is sick of this match. They don't want this matchup. They don't want the Eagles. They don't want the Chiefs. But when you look at it, when they faced each other the first time in Super Bowl, it was actually a really good game. Mahomes is he really is a generational quarterback. I'll say it, Doug. And the Eagles have a tremendous roster and a big fan base. So it actually, on paper, it should be fun. But America doesn't want this.
Nope.
Especially here. We don't want it in Detroit.
Idris, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Idris?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I want to address the Jared Goff and the Lions. So, we clearly knew, so we can't give him any excuses. Because going into the game, we already knew. The defense is banged up. They're going to give up 27 to 30 points. Washington cannot stop anybody. The one thing you can't do is turn the ball over. What got wrong, I think what really happened with Jared on this game was, Jared Goff. He tried to make the extra throw. It was, the portal was wide open. He threw it over his head to, I think, for the interception for the touchdown to St. Brown. Every time he threw an interception, it was a bad throw. It was purely poor throws. It was all on him. He is the sole reason why that happened. I mean, if you can say a call here, that's normal football. The plays that he played, the one thing we couldn't do is turn the ball over. And he did that time and time again. For no reason, though. Wasn't even a lot of pressure. Normal playoff defense, the guy turned the ball over. So he's a Super Bowl quarterback, but he is not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. It's not going to happen, guys. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen.
Who would you rather have?
Down to that moment.
Who would you rather have?
Turns exactly into that.
Who would you rather have?
Hey, you know what? It's not a rather have thing. So put it this way.
Well, I mean, we listen to you. I'm asking you, who would you rather have?
Get to say that it's not somebody we can just go get, right? The guy probably ain't even out there that we know of. Somebody will just blink and be that guy. Maybe it's Hooker. I don't know. Whoever it could be.
I will tell you this. This reminds me a lot of that kind of analysis is just like the thing we talked about in the Blitz thingy. Lamar will never win a Super Bowl. You know, Allen will never win a Super Bowl. I guess I'm not... I'm not the kind of person that looks at a guy who's a really good player and his team wasn't good enough, or he had a bad day. He did have a bad day. I'm not going to disagree with that. I don't know if it was as simple. I certainly will disagree with it's 100% on him, but I guess I don't think that way. Because I don't buy that Lamar will never win a Super Bowl, or that Josh Allen will never win a Super Bowl, or that Jared Goff will never win a Super Bowl.
What about Jared Goff?
Hey, Super Bowl 59, one game, two teams, endless possibilities, and there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook. Whether you're predicting the first touchdown or who will take home the MVP trophy or the coin toss, whatever, FanDuel makes it an easy place to place your bets and feel the thrill of every moment. With live betting all game long, you can jump into the action, adjust your bets, and ride the wave of excitement. Now, here's the thing. It's Super Bowl. New customers can score $200 when you make your first bet. Just place a $5 bet, and if you win, you get $200 in bonus bets. I haven't looked up the prop bets for, like, Patrick Mahomes passing, but you can get a, like, adjust the line and make it Patrick Mahomes over 125 yards passing in the game. You won't have a big win on your $5, but you get $200 in bonus bets. That's how you do it. Go to FanDuel.com/Doug and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show, and I mentioned Detroit, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, how you're processing it a few weeks later, and you know, it sucks. It still sucks, but I'm pretty simplistic in this, and I just think they picked a bad day to have a bad day. You can't do that in the postseason, and there are ample examples of 1 and 2 seeds and teams that looked like they were great, had great opportunities to make Super Bowl runs that never got there because they had a crappy day, ran into a buzzsaw a little bit, but whatever. Here they are, and I think the injuries played a big role. But, you know, they collectively, including Goff, I mean, here's the, like, such small subtleties that cost them. Why did Amon-Ra slip on the 3rd-and-1 pass route? Why didn't he not slip ever? Like, they wouldn't run that route if he slipped a lot. On that day, he slipped for some damn reason. Goff couldn't throw him the ball, get sacked, fumbles, and the wheels start to, you know, come off. But anyway, we're asking how you're processing it a couple weeks later. Before and whether or not you're boycotting the Super Bowl. See, as Bill Belichick just said, it's hard to watch other teams when you think you should be there. And the data put out on a Twitter study says that the Lions fan base is the 3rd most posts on Twitter about boycotting the Super Bowl. And I'm like, really? If you watch the Super Bowl every year, now that we're good, it, you know what that says to me? And because if you didn't watch the Super Bowl every year, that's fine. But if you watch the Super Bowl every year, it feels to me like your inherent message is there's no going back. I can't go back to being the casual fan like I used to be.
Well, it's actually the perfect storm for a Lions fan to boycott because obviously you're in pain from, you know, this year and even if you want to include last year. And then on top of that, the whole matchup that nobody wants to see in America. And there's definitely Mahomes fatigue. There's Chiefs fatigue. That the Chiefs have become really unlikable, if you ask me, as far as, you know, there's many factors to that. The Eagles, you know, they're Philly, right? They have a terrible fan base. Those people are animals over there. I think Saquon's a nice story, but Sirianni's got a punchable face, as like people like to say. It just, like I said, perfect storm for a Lions fan to like truly maybe dig into that. I am boycotting this year's Super Bowl, Doug.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Mickey. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mickey.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Doug, first and foremost, your whole crew today, I would nominate you guys. I think I might write a letter to the Vatican for sainthood for putting up with the idiots that are calling in.
Well, we
don't
need
that.
I don't
know if we're ODing on stupid pills around here or what, but our defense, anybody who watched this team, our defense played over their head for 3/4 of the year because they were so banged up and had to outscore opponents. It just ran out, man. It caught up with us. On the other side of that, everyone's blaming Goff for the defense. I get it because, you know, that's what he does. Dude, I'm going to put one of your dollars, Doug, on he was concussed and played that game concussed.
So I hope not because that's dangerous. But he, you know, that was a big hit. That was a big hit. And he may never, if he knows it, he may never admit it. We may never find out the truth on that, but it feels like it would explain a lot. I haven't gone there and talked about it, but it does feel like it would explain a lot.
That's just in the back of my mind, man. That was a heck of a hit to the melon. Dude, he took a whop. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. Yep. And it could have.
Bless you, boys. Bless you for putting up with the stupid pill overdose that's happening in Detroit right now.
Thank you. From Bill in Grand Rapids regarding the Super Bowl. I promise you, I am not watching. As soon as the Lions lost, my wife bought tickets to Disney World, and we will be there. Unnamed texter. I'm not watching the Super Bowl. Not even turning the channel on. So you do realize. Like, I got it. You were good with I'm not watching the Super Bowl. You didn't need to add not even turning the channel on. We know that turning the channel on is the prerequisite to watching. So you probably didn't need the last part. I'm not watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's just double. Emphasizing it, man. Just letting you know. It's a double stamp there.
I'm not watching the Super Bowl. I'm not even turning the channel on. Because I'd be interested to watch you turn the channel on to not watch the Super Bowl.
That'd be a little tougher. You have to face the other way.
Unnamed texter, I haven't watched a single second of football since the Lions lost. Gary in Birmingham, I'm playing hockey instead. No interest in watching the referees give the Chiefs a win. You know what's funny? Every year our hockey schedule comes out, and just about every year.
Is this real?
Every year, there are games on Super Bowl Sunday.
Seriously?
And every year, they all get canceled.
Well, why do they continue all get to do this? Do they, like, whoever puts the schedule together doesn't even look in advance and say, when's the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yep. I guess not. Let me see if they've moved these games yet. So the Super Bowl date is what day? Sunday, February 9th. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yeah, we got RBM that night at 5:20.
Dude, are you serious? Your league does it too? So is there a group chat going around right now, Doug?
There's not yet, but I mean, I suspect this game won't be scheduled, won't be actually played and be rescheduled.
Doug, you get a bunch of ice time.
I'm not the captain. Yeah. I'm not the captain of the team, so I'm not at liberty to reach out to RBM and tell them, hey, we're not playing that night, but hey, RBM, we're not playing that night.
Doug, you're the captain now. Look at me.
Let's go to Damon. You're next. Hi, Damon.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Going good.
So I just kind of wanted to talk about how I'm feeling after that crushing Lions loss, and then what I felt like I saw in that game as far as Jared Goff and what it looked like to me. So basically, I've kind of come to terms with the loss. I wasn't one of those guys who were just going out like, oh, yeah, the Lions will win by 15. And I'm always a guy of anybody can beat anybody on any Sunday. The Lions were supposed to be the better team, and look what happened. The other thing for me, for Jared, it looked like he was pressing, like he was trying to do more than what had been asked for him the entire season. What we really needed was for him to be who he had been all season. My example is the one everybody goes to, is that LaPorta play. 10 times out of 10 during the season, Jared Goff would have made that completion to Sam LaPorta. That's where he would have gone. But I felt like in that game, he felt like, no, I need to do more. I need to give more. That's why he went over the top, pick six. That's just what it looked like to me. Like, he was doing things that were uncharacteristic for what he had done all season. And it just looked like he felt in his mind he needed to do more. And we just needed him to be who he had been, because hence why he's an MVP finalist. We just needed him to be who he had been.
Hey, appreciate the phone call. Thank you. 248-539-9797. We will move on and talk some Detroit Tigers. Scott Harris spoke yesterday. He said something, and there's eroding faith right now. But I got a question for those of you that have eroding faith. We'll get to that today at 12:35. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. All right, Kang, I got a question for you. You asked me the most random question off the air as we were coming out of a commercial break 2 segments ago. And I'm fascinated as to why you asked the question. You asked me, had I ever been to a specific state? What prompted that question?
Doug. It wasn't that random, because what's going on in football right now for college football?
Senior Bowl.
Where is that at?
Mobile, Alabama.
That's right.
Yep.
And I looked up and I'm watching Senior Bowl practice. And I turned to Kenny actually. I go, you ever been to Alabama? And I'm like, I'm going to ask Doug. Because I just thought, who goes to Alabama for anything? So I was just curious how many people, you know, in general, I was like, hey, Alabama, Doug. Have you been to Alabama?
It's somewhat interesting that this whole Senior Bowl thing is locked in on Mobile.
What's the origin, Doug?
It's a great question.
Is this the bucket?
You know, what's funny about it is, yeah, this is something I would research for a slow football game when I needed to come up with notes and stuff to talk about in case it got out of control. It could be a bucket item. I don't know why they play this thing in Mobile, Alabama. I might be wrong. I think these all-star games started out as kind of fun. Like they were just, we're going to take a bunch of all-stars, we're going to put them on the field, and it's going to be great football, and you're going to get to see your guys, and oh, wow. And they turned into scouting efforts for pro teams. Maybe they always were scouting, all about the scouting, but I don't remember it being that way when I was younger. And there were all kinds of them, right? There was, and I think these games, some of them still exist. The East-West Shrine game, I think, is still out there. The Hula Bowl, I don't believe, is anymore. That was one of them. There was a Japan Bowl. There was a Blue-Gray game. Did that become the Senior Bowl, or was that different? I don't know. But I've been to Alabama on two occasions. One was for the 2012 NCAA Softball Super Regionals, when I used to do Wolverine Sports Magazine, and Michigan was in it. And played and defeated Alabama. Was it 2012? It might have been before that. I'll have to look it up. But I also was there when we drove to New Orleans. We drove through.
So you just drove through Alabama?
Yeah. Well, once I was there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been 2012. And Alabama's campus was kind of cool.
I believe that. I definitely believe that.
Well,
but I mean, unless you went to school there or going to school there, right?
Yeah.
I was like, huh. I mean, we're getting a couple of texts that say the Gulf Shores of Alabama is a great vacation spot.
Is that right?
Yeah. Or maybe they meant Gulf Shores. I'm not sure.
I also want to go on the record and say the next thing that I have found that I absolutely love, that I am convinced it will go away. Because I feel like all the things that Doug loves and says, this is my spot or this is my drink, they all disappear. Bush Light Apple. Loved Bush Light Apple. I loved Bush Light Apple, which I thought I'd hate it. I'm like, this is actually good. Gone. Sierra Nevada had a beer, lime-infused beer called Otravez. Gone. Boston Market, gone.
Wasn't there a Gatorade flavor you like too? Or you think it's going to be gone?
It's going to be gone, and that is
the cucumber
lime. I love it. It is actually humorous because, you know, I coach baseball, and the 14 kids on the team hate it and can't believe I drink it. And I like awarding them, you know, hey, you get the Gatorade cucumber lime award of the game. One of the players last summer took a swig of one and said, this isn't bad. He got ostracized. But those who know, love it. And there's some of you out there. I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
Cucumber lime Gatorade, my favorite. Here's my new one. Blue Diamond Almonds has come out with I think it's a new flavor. Elote Mexican Street Corn. So good.
Yeah, so you've tried this.
Dude. I'm, you know, like the little thin packets. I want to get a bunch of those and bring them to the station and let everybody try them. Otherwise, I'm spending like $4 on a tin, and I don't want to spend $4 on a tin to give to everybody. Maybe at Christmas, I'll give you your own tin if they're still around next Christmas. The Elote Mexican Street Corn flavored almonds are outstanding.
Okay, I hope you're right, because I feel like that is starting to be like one of the next new flavors here. The new hotness is making everything
street corn, Mexican street corn.
Elote, yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And it doesn't always hit. It doesn't, because I've tried it on other things.
Yep.
I would try it with these almonds.
Yep.
But my bar is low because, number one, you like it.
I'm not mad at you for saying that. Like, I get. I want, if you ever see them, buy them.
I'll try it.
I should bring in a tin for the crew.
Yeah. You're like the tester that comes in and they go, he likes it. Don't put it out.
So what's funny is I have a relative worked for Budweiser, and this is 15 years ago, we're golfing, and he hands me a can. It's a white can. It's got no label. It says nothing. He goes, I want you to try this. And I said, why do you want me to try it? And he goes, because I think of you as more of a typical guy beer drinker, which probably isn't true, but that's how he wanted me to try it. And it was the Cheladas. It was before they were mass marketed and before they were on the market. And I'm like, dude, I love this. And look, it's not like he was a president of Budweiser or something like that. It wasn't, but I was before it was on the market. And I'm like, I absolutely love these things. And Gator took one swig and spit it out. Thought, you got to be kidding me. But I'm going to tell you, I think the Elote Blue Diamond Almonds are outstanding. And I think they would have more mass appeal than some of the things that I like. God, I hope they catch on.
It's true. Sometimes a blind squirrel can find a nut. Yeah. You are that blind squirrel.
I might be that blind squirrel.
You found a nut.
Well, not yet. I want you to try. I want you to try and see if you can attest to that. But I think they're great. 248-539-9797. Okay. I said we get to it. I want to follow up on it. Although I love what Jay's going to say. So I'll bump Jay in and we'll get to the Tiger stuff. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good, Jay.
Good. So, Doug, I know we talked last week and I was pretty emotional about all the things wrong in the world due to Patrick Mahomes. And so, you know, you were talking earlier about boycotting the Super Bowl. And I myself am very excited about the Super Bowl this year because it is a chance for the United States as a whole, as a nation, to see Patrick Mahomes lose. And do I think it's going to happen? Am I sure? Am I saying, oh, I guarantee they're going to lose? No, but it's an opportunity, and it's enough of an opportunity that I'm extremely excited about it. I'm no particular fan of the Eagles. I love Saquon Barkley. I think he is just such a prolific player in this league. Not a fan of Sirianni. Could care less about Hurts, but two things I want to see. I want to see Saquon Barkley do what he does, and I want to see Patrick Mahomes lose.
So are actually looking forward to the Super Bowl so you can watch Patrick Mahomes lose.
I am. Like I said last week, it got me so fired up to see Josh Allen possibly beat him, and then I was just destroyed emotionally after that game. But I've collected myself. I'm
You're
on a
back.
More healthy route. Yeah, and I'm really genuinely excited. I haven't gotten that emotional in the last few days about anything sports-related, well, other than Marco Casper, but that's Iserman 2.0, so but that's for another time.
Let's hope he continues it tonight. Jay, I can get on board with that. All right, let's get to Scott Harris here. First of all, on what he thought of signing Tommy Kahnle. No, we don't have that one. All right, we'll just get to this one. He says they're not done. He says they're not done building the roster for the coming season. Here's what he said. Okay, that was on a Zoom call with the media. Not done. Going to look to upgrade. I know the people are underwhelmed. I am underwhelmed. Does it mean this situation is hopeless? Does it mean this situation is destined to be a disaster? Well, I got a theory on this. We'll get to it at 12:47 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Karsh, Gator out sick today. 248-539-9797. We got all kinds of feedback on all kinds of things. From an unnamed texter, we always had hockey games too, and we're a travel league. Coach and manager says we play hockey, not football. LOL. So if you're a travel league, that says to me you're younger, or you were younger when this happened to you. As a beer league hockey player, We get scheduled on Super Bowl Sunday every year, and they always get postponed. Here you go, Kang. Good news, Doug. I got a big bag from Costco of those Elote almonds if you want them, because my family hates them. My family loves street corn and spicy almonds, but all of us gave a thumbs down to this bad Elote almonds.
Oh, man. They went Gator style, too. They went right for the big Costco, industrial size of...
I love them.
And they can't go back.
From Nick in a car, Talladega is a must, whether you're a NASCAR fan or not. It's the only good thing in Alabama. So I've driven past it on our way to the Tuscaloosa campus. You could see it from the highway, but I've not been there for a race. I've only been to MIS.
Dude, you're our race guy. What are you talking about?
I am our race guy, and the extent of my knowledge starts in kind of the Ernie Irvin era and ends at the beginning of the Jeff Gordon era, which is over, so it's been a minute. Been in Roseville. I've been to Alabama, but never on purpose. He goes on to say, I had a friend that lived in Georgia, went down to visit, small historic town out in the sticks. In order to go out to eat or shopping, we had to go down the road and cross the border into Alabama. Every time we did, we also had to go from Eastern time zone to Central time, which was weird. Perry in Garden City. Kang, I promise you the street corn almonds are disgusting. Habanero, salt and vinegar, sriracha, those are the ones you want.
He promises me they're disgusting. All right, I'm not going to buy any. You just bring some in. I'll
try
it.
Is he just promising that they're disgusting because I like them?
Well, he gave other recommendations, so he probably had it.
But he hasn't had it. I promise you they're disgusting. If he'd had them, he'd say, they're disgusting. You say, I promise you they're disgusting. It's basically saying, I think they're disgusting because Doug likes them. Blue Diamonds, Lotte almonds, Mexican street corn flavored almonds are tip top.
Get them while you can, Doug.
Yeah, I know this isn't the greatest endorsement to the masses coming from me, but every once in a while there's some crossover. I like pretzel M&Ms. I like Reese's peanut butter cups. I don't eat them very often, but more feedback here. Alabama has fantastic beaches on the Gulf. Orange Beach and the Gulf Shores, best sand in the country.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Country. It's a bold claim. But there you go. All right, so look. If you are in the camp that the Tigers are hopeless, that this offseason is one that has sucked the hope out of you because you wanted them to do more. I'm a big fan of consistent belief and consistent behavior. Not be a prisoner of the moment. Try to see the big picture. Don't look at short-term results and draw long-term conclusions. Look at longer term trends. This is how I kind of base my beliefs on things and bring it to the air. With some things more successful than others, but I'm a big fan of consistency. So here's my question. If this offseason with the Tigers leads you to believe that the situation is hopeless, in an effort to be consistent, then also last year, when the Tigers qualified for a wild card, you had to think it was a fluke. You had to think it was a fluke. When the Tigers made the push for the postseason and made it, were you saying, this is a fluke? When the Tigers beat Houston in the opening round, did you say, this is a fluke? When the Tigers took a 2-1 lead against Cleveland in the divisional round, did you say, this is a fluke? Because if you didn't believe it was a fluke then that says you should at least think that it is repeatable. Now, if you thought it was a fluke then, if you thought it was nothing more than a fluke, and they go out and they have the offseason they have, which so far has been pretty underwhelming. And I'm included in that group. If you thought it was a fluke then I can understand why you think it's hopeless. But do those two things marry together? If you didn't think it was a fluke in September and October and winning a playoff series and you know, playing good baseball, if you didn't think it was a fluke then, why isn't it repeatable? Now, that's totally different than saying they could have done more, because they absolutely could have done more. And I feel you with the, I kind of wish they had done more, but I don't think it's hopeless. I do not think it's hopeless. So Tiger fans got it. Disappointed. Yes. But I'm still interested in this season. I'm still very interested to see what this young core can do. I'm still very interested to see if Scuba can follow it up. I'm still fired up to see if a guy like a Jackson Jobe is the next great pitcher in the Tigers organization. I'm still interested to see if Colt Keith gets better and Riley Green gets better and Parker Meadows gets better and Kerry Carpenter gets better and other guys in this organization that are right there. Guys like Dylan Dingler and Justin Henry Molloy and Jace Young. I think there's a lot to be excited about. Not as much as we had hoped. That I will admit. But unless you thought it was a fluke last year, there's no reason to believe that they can't be dangerous again in this division. 248-539-9797. Now, they still could do something big-ish. The Bregman story has been recapped and rehashed and talked over and over again. And the one thing I want to say, I mean, look, if they get him, I think it helps a lot for 2025. And if they get him at the right price, it could be a fantastic deal and the right term. I also want to say the thing about baseball is because the season's so long, I feel like it's the sport that in general lends itself the least to fluky results. They play 162 games. And after 162 games, isn't it pretty well defined who the best teams are? Isn't it pretty well defined who deserves to be in the postseason and who doesn't? Oh, and the people say it wouldn't have happened if the Twins didn't collapse. The Twins did collapse, but you have to play 162 games. You don't earn a playoff spot after 110 games. You have to play them all. And when they played them all, the Tigers finished well ahead of the Twins. So anyway, I'm a little disappointed, but unless you thought last year was a fluke, there's no reason to think it's hopeless. 248-539-9797. Perry's in Garden City, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Perry.
Hey, what's going on, Doug? I just wanted to clear the air. I heard y'all read my ticket text to Kane. And I've been listening for a while. You can see the thread I've been texting, you know, through the years. And I would never disrespect your taste, okay? Some people just like nasty food. It's okay.
Yeah, Doug, it's okay. Doug, it's okay.
I have had the almonds. We're a big Blue Diamond family, really. We've tried all those flavors. That's why I so courteously gave Kane some recommendations that I think would be suitable for the occasion. Because if you go off Doug's recommendation, I don't want to say it's going to alter your friendship, but you're going to be side-eyeing him for a while, okay? I was just saying.
So, Perry, you've had them.
I have had them, and I couldn't finish the can. And my wife likes almonds even more than me. I threw them away, man. And you know how much Blue Diamond almonds cost. I couldn't get anybody in the house to eat them, dude. I'm telling you.
He promises you, Doug. Come on. Promise me, at least.
Some people just like nasty food, and it's okay, Doug.
Have you ever had like elote corn or Mexican street corn?
I have had it, and I've had, you know, it's not all created equal. And I've had some that I've enjoyed, and I've had some that I didn't enjoy so much. But some things don't belong as flavors on different foods. You know what I'm saying? Like my wife likes jelly beans and she likes popcorn, but she doesn't like popcorn flavored jelly beans. Okay? Some things just don't belong together.
So in your review, in your estimation, there's two conclusions you have drawn. One, The Blue Diamond almonds with the Elote Mexican Street Corn flavor on them, not good. Two, some people, including me, I like nasty food.
And that's okay.
Exactly.
Hey, look, I'm perfectly comfortable in my own skin. So I don't need Perry's endorsement. I wouldn't think that Perry would care what I think about what he likes to eat.
He loves almonds like you, man.
He does like almonds.
Listen, if you say with all due respect, you can say anything you want after that.
Yeah, right.
With all due respect, exactly. You got nasty taste.
So at some point, we're going to do an on-air taste test, okay, of my new favorite snack food, and I want you to try it, you and Gator when he gets back, and Kenny, and see if anybody likes them. And some, based on some of the feedback here, it just might fall into a long line of things that Doug loves that disappears. Because one of the problems that the product might have is that Doug might be amongst the few that actually like said product. Those Bud Light Chiladas are hanging strong, though. 248-539-9797. Did anybody else like the Sierra Nevada Otra Vez?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, nobody does. 97 won the ticket.